God, we thank you for this time that we set aside in our tradition, but also because you've asked us to do so, Lord. And as we gather together, as we assemble as your ecclesia, the called ones of God, Lord, I pray that we would be blessed in our heart and that you would be blessed because we bring our prayers, our offering, we bring everything to you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, gladden our hearts today. Fill us with joy because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord, I pray that you'd give those who are discouraged a real dose of encouragement today. Bless them. Lord, for those who are struggling in all kinds of other ways, with family, with finances, with challenges of business, Lord, I pray that you would meet them at their point of need. Lord, we pray that this season would be minimal in terms of loss for expectant mothers. And Lord, that you would give safety, encouragement, and protection. I guess to flourish as babies come into the world at this time. We thank you for the springtime. We thank you for this season. And we pray, Lord, for your blessing during it. I want to pray for those who are farmers today in our midst. I ask, Lord, for a great sense of accomplishment during this time, particularly during this month and I guess a few weeks later. And for the busyness of this time, Lord, be their strength. Give them refreshment. May they have adequate sleep and rest. Lord, be to them everything that they need, we pray. And so, God, as we gather, we ask, Lord, you would be with us in a special way, Lord. There would be a release of your Spirit amongst us that we would know and is tangible. And so we commit our time to you now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. One or two notices. Number one, next Sunday after the service, there will be a congregational meeting for the Ministry Settlement Board just to make a further, I guess, come back again. And we'll find out all about that. Helen Martin will be here to address that next Sunday after the service. Now, just so that we get it as clear as I can possibly get it, you've probably all got the news by now. That we're choosing not to continue with a new contract to continue our time here. So after Tuesday, we're not legal. the amazing thing is that we're out to dinner last night at the local hotel, and Gail Ann knew that we were leaving. I thought that news only came out last Friday night. It's around fast, isn't it? We said yes, and then we chose to say no. And I was helped personally by some health issues over the last about 8 weeks. And so it's kind of, we're encouraged to say no at the end of the day. This day had to come sooner or later, and part of the challenge for us is that you people have wormed your way into our affections too much almost. And so it is a tough decision for us not to pick up another contract. But to help with the transition, Session has asked me if I perhaps teach till the end of September, so you're probably still having it for a few weeks. That's okay. Any other notices that I've missed? No. That's good. Birthdays. This past week. Who would confess to having a birthday? Joe? Wonderful. Beautiful. I could say you've almost reached 50. No? That's a lie. That's a lie. Anyone else have birthdays and celebrations? You And it is kind of traditional for the person up the front at this, in this place, to pray for someone who have had the celebration. But look, Joe is, I think it would be wonderful if one or two of us collectively would pray for Joe today. I sense we need to. Is that okay? Good. Let's do that together.
Well, thank you for Jo and her gift on the soundboard. It's not an easy task to have in any church. And Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness and for just her quiet way that she works on that desk.
Yes.
And Lord, even for just a pastor and music team and the changes that happen and all the things that are expected of the sound desk person to make the service go well.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you incredibly for Jo's heart and for the willingness to do this job. And I pray that you bless her as she just has a break off this and someone else comes in, that this church will absolutely flourish with whoever it happens to be.
Yes.
On the sound desk.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, Father, we thank you for Joan and John. For Joan today. We ask that you will hand a blessing upon her for this coming year, and that you would just be with her forever, your joy and your peace.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord, we thank you for training the wife of John Jones. We saw all that she's in the room. We saw the things here, and I get that. And I just thank you, Lord, for all those years that she put up with an amazing life. That the nights that she fell Saturday nights that we've got, I think you do it for Bible and schools or Sunday school teaching and all that she's done over the years. Just bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen. Joe, you are a gift to this, this church. I know you want to put yourself down, but it's true. It's true. Oh, by the way, happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Happy, happy Father's Day. We want to honour dads. You know, when it's Dad's Day or Mum's Day, there's always all kinds of things that dial up in people's lives. And today I think it's important that we honour fathers. I really, really do. I think in many ways fathers get a bad rap. Is that true? Not really? Okay. I wonder if somebody would like to distribute these goodies to dads. And if you're not a dad here this morning, and you're male, you did have a father. So, thank you. I'd like to honor you as well. Wonderful. Thank you. Excellent.
I think it's all little dads, isn't it? Dads,
yes.
And
dads and granddads.
And uncles.
Yes.
Two uncles here.
Yeah.
Uncles.
I've taken the time to write down a prayer for dads. We honour them today. And I'd like to pray for every father, in fact, every man in this place, really. So the prayer is also for me as a father and grandfather. So would you join me as we pray? God, your word tells us to honour our fathers and mothers, and it will go well with us, and we would live long in the land. And so, God, we come together today and we honour fatherhood. We honour fathers who have strived to balance the demands of work, marriage and children with an honest awareness of both joy and sacrifice. Lord, we honour fathers who, lacking a good model for a father, have worked to become a good and a great father. We honour fathers who, by their own confession, were not always there for their children, but who continue to offer those children, now grown up, their love, their affection, and their support. And Lord, we pray for those fathers who have been wounded by the neglect and hostility of their children. We pray for fathers who, despite divorce, have remained in their children's lives. And God, we honour fathers whose children are adopted and whose love and support has offered healing and hope. We honour fathers who have lost a child to death and continue to hold that precious one in their heart. And Lord, we honour men who have no children but cherish the next generation as if they were their own. And we say thank you for men who have fathered us in their role as mentors and guides. And we thank you. We thank you most of all that you are our Heavenly Father and that you model for us what we imperfect fathers and grandfathers should be. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a unique place on this planet. And so I pray for your blessing on all dads today. In Jesus' name. I thought at this stage, if you'd permit me, because I thought I'd share a couple of precious dad moments. Is that all right? Let me do that? Okay. Precious dad moment number one. As ham sandwiches go, it was perfection. Thick slab of ham, fresh toast bread, crisp lettuce, plenty of expensive light brown gourmet mustard. Corners of my jaw were aching in anticipation. I carried it to the picnic table in our backyard, picked it up with both hands, but was stopped by my wife suddenly at my side. "Hold Johnny, our six-week-old son, while I get my sandwich," she said. And I had him balanced between my left elbow and shoulder and was reaching again for the ham sandwich when I noticed a streak of mustard on my fingers. I love mustard. And I had no napkin, so I licked it off. It was not mustard. No man ever put a baby down faster. It was the first and only time I've sprinted with my tongue protruding. With a washcloth in each hand, I did the sort of routine zoo shoeshine guys do, only I did it on my tongue. Later, my wife said, "Now you know why they call that mustard poop on." Precious moment number two. One night a wife found her husband standing over their newborn baby's crib. Silently she watched him as he stood looking down at the sleeping infant. She saw in his face a mixture of emotions, disbelief, doubt, delight, amazement, enchantment, skepticism. He would stand back, shake his head and say, "Amazing," while smiling from ear to ear. Touched by this unusual display and deep emotions it aroused, her eyes glistening as she slipped her arms around him. "A penny for your thoughts," she whispered in his ear. "Isn't it amazing," he replied. "When you take the time and really look close, how can anyone make a crib like that for only $45.99? Yeah, I thought that were worthwhile too. But in all seriousness, dads get a bad rap, and in this day, you know, it's a great opportunity to honour our dads. And if your dad is not here, he's passed away, to honour his memory, you know. And from what I understand and what I know, there's wonderful generations of great dads here in this place, in this area. God bless you.